Coming up on All Access.
Everybody in the world watching!
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you for what you did.
It was great seeing you.
Go!
Push it! Miles Ford driving the pile to the end zone!
That's the way to come down here. I didn't get the job done, huh?
I just was focused on getting a good release off the line, and then after that, the second I looked up, the ball was coming. So, and there was no one around me.
No
so
one around.
It's one of those things like, just make sure you catch the ball. Well,
poker's a really fascinating game. It demands so much of you. You have to check your ego at the door, and I felt like I, you know, honed in on all of those skills as I played.
It's a good football team. They have a lot of talented players. They've added a lot of talented players from last year. There's a lot of things we're going to have to do better than we did last year and be competitive.
When you prepare to succeed and you get the results you're looking for, the payoff is tremendous. Welcome to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. Patriots surprised many across the country, but not themselves, in defeating the Arizona Cardinals. No time to celebrate, though, as the Miami Dolphins come to Foxborough this week for a key AFC East showdown. We'll break down the Dolphins. But before we do, we must relive a thrilling win over the Cardinals with this week's Sights and Sounds.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Welcome to Glendale, Arizona, the University of Phoenix Stadium. Teams meeting in the season opener after coming within a single step of the Super Bowl a year ago.
Opening the season, fellas! Everybody in the world watch it! Your grandma watch it! Your auntie watch it!
It's either you get exposed or you're exposing yourself. Let's go!
Yeah. Your little cousin watch it! Everybody watching tonight! Let's show the world! Start it tonight!
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you for what you did for us.
It was great seeing you.
Under pressure from Long, quarterback goes down.
What a drop by Chris Long again.
Go. Good series, okay? That's a good series. Look, all you got to do right now is just calm down a little. You know what I mean? Calm down a little, keep playing. All right?
Go! Long forward, driving the pile to the end zone.
Boy, Josh McDaniels just coming out with a phenomenal game plan.
Hey, that's big time football right there, big dog. Yeah. Don't talk about it.
Get out of the way to go get the linebacker right there.
Down the huddle.
Cardinals take advantage of a turnover.
Too easy right there.
Hey, let's go, Ants. Now, come on.
He said all week long, this game's going to come down to the fourth quarter, which it is. Okay? Now we have to play our very best football.
Go get some points now, huh? Let's go get some points.
Amendola makes a leaping catch at midfield.
What a play by Garoppolo. Pocket presence and poise on third and forever.
And the kick is good. Throws down the middle and the catch is made between two defenders, McCourty and Cyrus Jones.
Way too easy.
The Cardinals down two, side steps left, now in the staggered stance, waits on the snap. Delivered low, off the ground, the kick, airborne to the upright. That kick is
hooked
no
it.
Good! Yeah. He hooked it left! Woo. He hooked it left!
Right ice and bully boy.
Jimmy Garoppolo, in his first career start, in victory formation, dropped to the knee.
Yeah.
A thrilling win over the Cardinals by the 23-21 final.
Great job, man. That's the way to come down here. I didn't get the job done. And I'm telling you, we won a game in the meeting room, on a practice field, in a walkthroughs, all through the week. It just didn't happen today. It happened all through the week. That was a great job.
Team win, man. Let's build on for next week. Let's go. Team on three. One, two, three. Team.
Thanks for joining us. Scott Zolak, Christian Fourier here, talking about key moment or key moments of the game last week against Arizona. What was it for you?
There's a lot of them, but the biggest one was obviously Jimmy Garoppolo to Danny Amendola, 3rd and 15, yeah. Backed up on your own 19. You get a lot of pressure coming out. You manipulate the pocket. It looks like he wants to run for it, but he realizes he can't. Just nice, perfect throw to Danny Amendola for a huge game. You know, you can't give them the ball back. Yeah. And then he just, I mean, really, and those were that was the moment you were looking for him to kind of step up and really make a big
play. Also, I think that opening drive, too, and, you know, whether Jimmy checked to Chris Hogan on that fade route, just making that throw in that moment after he sailed the first one, he settled down. They took that first drive. They punched it in. They went up 7-0. I'm with you on 3rd and 15. Oh, that's the moment of the game. And from the big picture perspective, 10 of 16 on third down against what a lot of people said was one of your better defenses in the league. That's a big blitzing defense. That's a big win for that football team.
Yeah. And just the fact that third down is so huge. You're talking about red zone, short yardage, and third down. Can you keep your team on the field, especially playing in Arizona? When you know, if you don't get that third down, they're going to go nuts. It's just going to be harder the next time you come out.
So there's your quick week one breakdown right there. Hopefully we got 15, maybe 16, 17,
maybe
18
more.
Of these.
Maybe more. I want to go to Houston.
Sounds good. I like Houston. It's a big city. Yeah. All right, there you go. More Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Hogan wide open, has it at the 10 in stride. Touchdown, Patriots!
Fresh off his first Patriots touchdown, we sit down with wide receiver Chris Hogan.
Playing on the road and we were able to come out and go on top, you know, get a score real quick like that. That was huge for us.
And later, as we celebrate the 2001 season, we check in on former Patriot Richard Seymour.
I think I'm doing the work, I'm learning the craft, and at the same time, I'm enjoying the journey.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to All Access, presented by GEICO. On demand in Arizona, can the Patriots do it again this week against the Dolphins? Dan Roach has our report on the Patriots leading into the home opener.
What a big stride forward for the third-year quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo.
They were nearly 10-point underdogs, without key players, and with a quarterback making his first NFL start. So after stunning the Cardinals Sunday night in Arizona, the Patriots did take a few minutes to enjoy their opening night victory.
Any W feels good. I mean, we didn't get back to like 7 a.m., but I didn't even sleep on the plane. I was just so jacked up from winning, you know. And winning's contagious, losing's contagious.
But as you would expect by now here in New England, Bill Belichick's team quickly moved on.
Sunday's over with. You know, we're already into the Dolphins. We've been into the Dolphins for the last couple of days now. So, you know, it's a new challenge and, you know, it's a new week. So, that's the season for you.
Yes, for the sixth time in franchise history, the Patriots are hosting the Miami Dolphins in their home opener, a team that suffered a heartbreaking 12-10 loss to the Seahawks in Seattle in their season opener under new head coach Adam Gase.
They're very solid. They had a good game against Seattle last week. You know, the low-scoring game, which tells you once you see the scoreboard, is that the both defenses play very well. So I think it'll be another challenge. It'll be a bit different from what we had last week, but again, it's another challenge.
And the ball is caught. He dives in for a score. Touchdown, Miami, as the Dolphins take the lead.
Meanwhile, for many Patriots, the memory of the Dolphins most fresh in their minds? A 20-10 embarrassing loss last January in Miami. A game where Ryan Tannehill picked apart the Pats' D for 350 yards and 2 touchdowns.
That was a bad feeling leaving that stadium and something that I'll always remember. So just try not to duplicate that. All goes into preparation and having a good week, so.
And after opening up on the road, the Patriots get the home crowd advantage back come Sunday.
That extra energy and emotion that the crowd brings, I think it always helps out. You know, we love when we're out there on defense. They're making noise, making it tougher for the offense. So I think it shows. You know, our record, we usually play pretty well at home.
This will be the 15th home opener for this Patriots team since Gillette Stadium opened in 2002. And they're an impressive 13-1 coming in, with the only loss, 2012, to the Arizona Cardinals. From the CBS scene here in Foxborough for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now to sit down and talk to the coach like we do each and every week. And, Coach, before we get to Miami, congratulations. Opening night win against Arizona. A lot of unproven things in that game, a lot of new faces. How do you feel the team came through it?
You know, I thought our guys competed really hard. Players had a good week of preparation. We really put a lot into the game, in the meetings, the walkthroughs, the film study. And then we went down there and competed for 60 minutes. And against a good football team, obviously on the road, and we didn't do some things to help ourselves, the turnovers and some penalties and things like that. So we just fought through some adversity, but I was really proud of the team. I thought they showed a lot of mental toughness and their competitive spirit, and that's what we need to do.
We'll talk about your quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, instead of all the snaps and everything that we do seeing for what the fans see on TV, I'm sitting there, I'm watching the game, and I'm watching their action outside the huddle, the handling of the positional groups, the clock management. Seems just everything went smoothly for him. How would you assess his first start?
You know, I thought he did a good job. Certainly it was a good defense and playing on the road, a tough place to play down there. You know, not perfect. There are a lot of things that we can all improve on, and I'm sure, you know, that we will as a team and each individual will. But you know, I thought Jimmy handled the situation well and, you know, gave us an opportunity to, you know, to win and made some plays to help us win. So that's what the quarterback's job is.
All right, especially with the people in front of him. News came down late in the week. No Nate Solder, no Rob Gronkowski. You had two rookies starting at the guard position. You had a second-year center in David Andrews. Two brand-new tackles, even though they've been in the system for a while. So were you worried going in that, you know, we got to hold this thing together? And Scar seems like he did a heck of a job.
Yeah, well, I mean, Dante, you know, does a great job preparing those guys. But, again, I think those players are, you know, they're good players. They competed hard. And, you know, Arizona gave us some problems. I think we gave them some problems. I mean, it was a good competitive game. We had 23 points, and that was without any turnovers on defense. So, you know, we had to move the ball to, you know, to earn those points. And, you know, we left some things out there on the field that we can improve on. But, you know, overall, I thought we hung in there pretty well against a good football team.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach. Coach will rejoin me later in the show. We talk about the Dolphins, but more of All Access right after this. Welcome back to Patriots All Access. The head coach rejoins me now, and we talk about the Miami Dolphins. New coach, in essence, a new system, but a lot of the same faces for those Miami Dolphins. As a coaching staff preparing for the game, do you go back on old tape, or do you look at the faces that are out there and, hey, these are the guys we play. This is how we're going to get ready to play them.
Right. Well, first of all, we can look at the game at the end of the season last year in January, and you know, that wasn't very good. We couldn't do much of anything in that game. Barely had 100 yards of offense other than James White's long catch and run play. They had 450 yards of offense, 350 passing. So, you know, we just didn't do anything very good against a lot of the same players. You know, that being said, the scheme is a little bit different this year because of the new coaching staff. So I think we have to find a way to compete better against their players and also handle the scheme things that Coach Gase and Coach Joseph and Coach Rizzi run on offense, defense, special teams that are, you know, unique, you know, to the team sure. This year and not anything we saw in the past. So it'll be a combination of those things. But, you know, it's a good football team. They have a lot of talented players. They've added a lot of talented players from last year. They're a much bigger team in the secondary as an example. So there's a lot of things we're going to have to do better than we did last year and to be competitive.
Two big defenses. You're going to face two really good defenses in a row here. But we look at Miami. Do you think they're deeper in size as far as their front seven, especially the big down three?
Yeah. Well, their front four are very disruptive, and they come hard every play. They get out there and hit those gaps, and they cause a lot of negative plays in the running game. They hit the quarterback, and they get a lot of holding penalties because they get into the gap, and the linemen just can't get them. And, you know, now it's a second and 20 or, you know, first and 25 or, you know, it's some long yardage situation. So all those factors are make it tough to move the ball against them. Negative runs, pressure on the quarterback, and penalties. We've got to find a way to eliminate those and still be able to, you know, move the ball far enough to pick up first downs and score.
Okay, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question from Tony in Wolfboro, New Hampshire. And asking about conditioning. You guys are into the season now. It's not preseason. Do you let the players handle their conditioning on their own, or do you have a system where, okay, when we get towards the end of the year, we pull back on it a little bit?
Yeah, we try to manage the conditioning. There's some things we do as a team. There's some things we do individually. Some players, for example, played a lot of football in Arizona. Some players didn't play very much. Some players didn't play at all. So based on that game itself, that changes the conditioning for those different categories of players, depending on which category the player falls into. So the short answer is we try to stay on top of the conditioning with everybody. It's not the same for everybody. And certainly, you know, receivers and defensive backs that are running, you know, a lot during the game is a different type of conditioning than the linemen who are not running as far, but they're pushing heavy loads and heavy bodies on a down after down basis. And it's just a different type of conditioning. So we have to, you know, build up both and work on both, and it's different for different players.
All right, we're going to do the Bellustrator later. A little Ndamukong Suh, a little disruption.
I think he'll be in there.
All right, good stuff. Everybody stay right there. More of Patriots All Access right after this, and then you'll see the Bellustrator.
Coming up on All Access.
Find out what former Patriot Richard Seymour is up to these days.
That was the moment where I was like, you know what? I know this is what I want to do.
And later, Bill Belichick introduces us to a new and improved Miami Dolphins team.
You see how quickly they can close the space down.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette One Pro Glide Refill, up to 1 month of comfortable shaves. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Joining me now is Patriots wide receiver Chris Hogan. And how psyched are you? And here's where I'm going with this. Not only do you get in and play right away, you put the Pats on the board right away with that touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, it was, couldn't have scripted that any better. It was exciting. I mean, that whole environment out there was awesome. You know, playing on the road and you're able to come out and go on top, you know, get a score real quick like that. That was huge for us.
How were you? Take us through that play, and how were you so wide open? Surprised you with that wide
open? I was a little bit. Well, when I watched it on film, I was a little surprised. There must have been a little mix-up of coverage on their part or something. But I knew we checked out of it. And I knew it was going to be one-on-one coverage. I saw the safety deep in the middle of the field.
Right.
So I was like, okay, there's a good chance that Jimmy's going to look my way right away. So I was like, I just was focused on getting a good release off the line. And then after that, you know, the second I looked up, the ball was coming. So, and there was no one around me.
No one around you.
One of those things, like, just make sure you catch the ball.
Right? It wasn't in the air that long, but was it hanging? Like, when you're so wide open, you get...
It's always hanging. In a game-like situation, it feels like the ball's up there forever. But that's, you know, catch the ball, and then after that, you know, there was no one really around me. So it was just, you know, a 10-yard run into the end zone or something like that.
How special was it for you, and how special was it for your quarterback?
I think, just to talk about Jimmy, I think that was huge for him. I mean, he played great in the game.
Right.
And all throughout the game, his confidence, his composure, I think was pretty awesome, especially to play in a place like that where it's, you know, it was loud at times. You know, you really couldn't hear anything. So, you know, he played great. And I think that was a big confidence builder for us. And And, you know, we always talk about starting fast and, you know, go out there and score right in the opening drive. I think that was great.
Tell people about your life, because your whole life has been a battle, hasn't it? You've gone from team to team to team, but you've always hung in there.
Yeah, I mean, that's my mentality. You know, I'm not the type of guy to ever, you know, quit something. You know, I think, you know, if you've read or heard about my story, you can kind of understand that. You know, they've just been getting cut and being practice squad, you know, whatever it is, you know, I'm always going to work to get to, you know, the goals that I set. And the goals that I've set have always gone up every single year. Once it's like, okay, let me make a team, or let me make a practice squad, then let me make a team. Let me be a special teams contributor. All right, let me play some offense. Okay, now you're a starter essentially in the NFL. It's
awesome.
Crazy. So, but it's still like, okay, well, how can I get better? And that's always my mentality. So, you know, just trying to take the best of my opportunities.
And you have. And one of those teams you were with is a team you're getting ready to play.
Yeah.
This week, which, by the way, gave you the nickname.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, completely different team, really, but
Reggie Bush gave you the nickname, right?
Yeah.
What was it?
7-Eleven.
Meaning what?
Always open.
Always open.
Yeah. So it's always fun playing a different team. You know, a team that you previously played on. You know, there's always a couple guys here and there that are still on that team.
Right.
So, you know, it kind of fires you up a little bit more to go against those guys. And obviously them being a division opponent, you know, that intensity gets kicked up a little even more.
Chris, thank you.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck against the Miami Dolphins.
I appreciate it.
Right.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
This season, the Patriots organization will celebrate the 15-year anniversary of one of the greatest seasons in franchise history, the 2001 season, that culminated with a victory in Super Bowl 36. Today, we take a look back on a player that was only a rookie that season, but went on to have a Hall of Fame-worthy career with the Patriots. You'll be surprised to learn where we caught up with former defensive lineman Richard Seymour.
Welcome to the Seminole Hard Rock Casino for the season finale of the World Poker Tour. This is a $10,000 buy-in event. Players, thanks for your support all season long on the World Poker Tour. Dealers, shuffle up and deal. Good luck.
Poker's a really fascinating game. It demands so much of you. It's a game of people, situations, discipline. And I felt like I, you know, honed in on all of those skills as I played. And you have to do everything in the big moments as well. So, like, you see some players, like, the bigger the moment gets, they kind of shrink in the moment. Well, I'm comfortable in the moment. I enjoy the moment. You know, it's like, hey, coach, put me in.
Coach, great. Congratulations. Oh, thank you.
No, Richard Seymour was drafted number 6 overall by the Patriots in the 2001 NFL Draft. As a rookie, Seymour was a key player on the Patriots' defense, and he turned in a dominant performance against the Rams in Super Bowl 36.
Here's the rush, and he's going to be sacked.
Seymour played 8 of his 12 years in the NFL with the Patriots. He was selected to the Pro Bowl 5 times and is a 3-time Super Bowl champion. Today, in his life after football, Seymour scratches his competitive itch by competing in the World Poker Tour.
My dad played when I was growing up, and, you know, so he taught me the game, like just the fundamentals. Like, you think sometimes, hey, okay, it's just cards, like your cards against my cards, but it's a real fundamental and a mental side of poker. But I remember being at the table, and I had some solid cards, but I just remember the moment where, like, my heartbeat was beating faster. Like, I was just watching the guys around me. Like, it was a really intense moment. And I said, you know what? I enjoy this. You know, like, I mean, that was the moment where I was like, you know what? I know this is what I want to do. I've met a lot of really interesting people playing poker, from, you know, business guys, multimillionaires, you know, down to, you know,
gangsters. Like, I mean, it's the gambit. I mean, but that's life. Like, if I play LeBron James in basketball, he'll beat me 10 out of 10 times. But if I played the best poker player in the world, just because of the variance of some of the cards, the best poker player wouldn't beat me 10 out of 10 times. I want to work hard. I want to study the craft. I want to learn from the best. Like, I think I'm doing the work. I'm learning the craft. And at the same time, I'm enjoying the journey. And my wife says it's okay, too, so that helps. I'm truly enjoying life. I have a great family with me. My wife have 5 kids, which is always something new. It's never a dull moment in the house. But before I go, I got to give you my poker look as well. Like,
got to make sure the glasses clean. And
so this is the laughing and giggling and then the...
All right, time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. What's up? It's 4A and it's Zoe. We're talking Miami Dolphins. And not the dolphin that you eat, but let's talk about their skill set.
Yeah, they got some good wide receivers. Obviously, new head coach. Jarvis Landry, Stills at wide receiver. Yep. Arian Foster, new tailback coming over from Houston. I mean, they're going to try and get the football to Jarvis Landry.
But real quick here, Stills got to be the more vertical guy. Yeah, they're going downfield. He's going to catch the ball, runner. Too. The money guy in this whole operation is Landry, which means Ryan Tannehill.
You be Landry, okay? We already know that you can play quarterback.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
So what they do is they bring Landry, they put him in a slot.
Yep.
So the biggest thing here for a speed guys want to get off the line of scrimmage to do the move to make it right there. Speed off the line. So how do you disrupt speed?
We're going to come up and we're going to jam it real quick. We're going to keep you as much as possible. And then maybe we go off into zone or maybe we stay with you. But most important thing is we're going to disrupt your route. We're going to disrupt the timing so everything's messed up. And then maybe we get some picks. Maybe we get some loss of
downs. I take a guy like Cyrus Jones, jam at the line of scrimmage. Jamie Collins, more athletic linebacker, kind of bracket him. Yep. He'll take over on the crossing routes. And when he gets a ball on the crossing route, pop him right in the chops. That's how he's not going to catch it. Arian Foster, pretty savvy running back. He still has some gas in the tank.
Yeah, especially out of the backfield. You know, that's always going to be a threat. So who's going to cover him? Jamie Collins. But out of the backfield, it's the swing routes. It's the back into the flat or the wheel route.
Toss.
We've seen the
read
wheel route a lot.
Toss.
I wouldn't be surprised if you see that Sunday.
All right, good stuff right there. Give me some.
Absolutely.
2-0, what do you think?
Squish the fish!
Squish the fish. Got to go.
The Opponent News is brought to you by GEICO.
After overcoming the underdog role in a last-second thriller in Arizona, the Patriots are back in Foxborough to take on division rival Miami, who are coming off a loss to Seattle. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy, and we're here with your opponent spotlight. Now, Bob, that Miami loss comes despite the performance of the Miami defensive line, who really battered Russell Wilson all game until that last drive. What is the Patriots offensive line in for?
Miranda, they can batter a lot of quarterbacks. And Ndamukong Suh, Cameron Wake, of course, Mario Williams from the Buffalo Bills. Between them, 12 Pro Bowl selections, all very good pass rushers, and in the case of Sue, one of the best run stuffers in recent memory. And then as they apply pressure on opposing quarterbacks, they've got one of the best safeties lurking deep downfield in Rashad Jones.
Now, the Patriots' defense performed really well last week, but Ryan Tannehill has multiple weapons in that Miami offense that he can take advantage of. Who do you have your eye on, and who should the Patriots' D be prepared for?
His favorite weapon the last 2 years, Jarvis Landry, 194 catches in his first 2 seasons, 10 targets against Seattle last week. It's going to be imperative for the Patriots to tackle well in this game. Landry often does his damage after catching the ball at or behind the line of scrimmage. They got to be much better than they were in spots against the Arizona Cardinals.
All right, Bob, you say Jarvis Landry. What do you think Bill Belichick says?
I'm sure he's got his eyes on Landry and plenty more.
All right, well, we're going to check out what Bill Belichick says because we've got to go over to Scott Zolak with Coach because it's time for the Belistrator.
Hey, welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for what you've been waiting for, the Belestrator. Coach Belichick rejoins me here in the show. We're breaking down the Miami Dolphins. They look pretty good against Seattle.
Well, they did, and as usual, it starts with special teams. Dolphins always do a great job in the kicking game. This is Jones coming through here, blocking the extra point with 30 seconds to go in the game to keep it a two-point game. Plus, they have good pressure off the edge here, so it doesn't really matter what the play is. The Dolphins are always challenging in the kicking game. They're a good coverage team, they're a good return team, and they're a good kick-blocking team.
A lot of athletes.
Right. And so here against the Giants, you know, they've added Grant as a returner to go with Landry, who, you know, we know how tough Landry is, but, you know, Grant's back there, rookie, taking a little pressure off of him. Very good speed, excellent vision. He does a good job, in this case, of stretching the field. He can stretch and cut or stretch and bounce. Also does a good job for him as a receiver, explosive player that's really good with the ball in his hands. And, you know, the Giants here just don't have enough width of their coverage. They're all kind of pinned in there on the sideline. So this is going to be bad news.
We're going to crease it right here, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Back door. Smoke it right through. So we got to, you know, we really got to do a good job on our coverage and tackling, whether it's Landry, Grant, but whoever it is. But they're both explosive players, and they set up a lot of good field position in the kicking game with the returns.
You saw what happened last week. You give teams a short field, and it makes it easier to drive down for touchdowns, too. You want to pin these people back.
You know, defensively, of course, it starts with Sue inside. Mm-hmm. Their defensive line is very aggressive. They charge across the line, hit those gaps relentlessly. They play with you know, a lot of strength and power. Get across the line of scrimmage here. You know, Sue slips the guard. You know, gets Wilson for a big sack, long yardage play. But they're very good up front.
Is he consistently over the right side of the shoulder of the center? Does he play to that side?
You know, he is. But then if you remember last year in our second game down there, they moved him around.
Yep.
And so, you know, I think we have to be ready for him everywhere. But this is usually where he is right here.
Okay.
Very fast, you know, in the secondary and at linebacker. This is Jenkins. You know, he was a high school sprint champion in Florida. Jones coming off the backside. So you see how quickly they can close the space down. They do a good job here of, you know, knocking a line back. And then, you know, here come Jenkins and Jones on the backside, just, you know, with great pursuit. So Alonzo can really run. I mean, this is fast. A fast group here combined with the linebackers who do a great job of penetrating. You know, it's they really, you know, they can choke it off in a hurry.
All right, offensively.
Well, Foster, you know, we know about his running style and his production of carrying the ball. He's also a very good receiver. Here he takes a screen pass and, you know, gets by a tackle there by Chancellor. Here comes Thomas over, can't get him. So, again, turns, you know, a short play into a long run and, you know, gets the ball down to the one-yard line. So he's very dangerous with the ball in his hands. However he gets it, running, receiving, hard guy to tackle. Again, excellent balance. And, you know, along with their receivers, tight ends, and running backs, I mean, they have a lot of skilled players to work with here.
He looks pretty good.
Landry, you know, usually in the slot, another dynamic player. Great balance, toughness, run after catchability. He does an excellent job of, you know, finding open spots. Of course, Tannehill, you know, looks for him as a very dependable guy. And, you know, here he gets the ball and takes another, you know, 5-6 yard play and, you know, turns it into a 30-yard run with his run after catchability and running strength. So tackling is going to be a very big thing for us in this game.
All right, Coach. More importantly, division game at home. Go get him.
All right. Thank you.
All right. There you go. There's your Belestrator. More Patriots All Access back right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Patriots visited the Mather School in Dorchester to unveil a new technology lab.
Yeah, you got it. Got right there, man. Nice.
The partnership is really about helping to find schools who are in need of our collective support and we work together to provide technology labs to those schools.
The Patriots Charitable Foundation and Southern New Hampshire University teamed up to make a $25,000 donation to provide much-needed technology upgrades to the school.
I mean, nowadays technology is big, and you can, if you use it the right way, you can learn a lot of things. So I think it's good for kids to have a lot of technology so they can learn things, and you know, and they can play games and have fun, and they want to come to school. So.
Yeah, we have number two over there.
It was really cool to see like the tablets and not like the computer we used to have.
Players help take part in a school-wide assembly to showcase the new space.
Thank you!
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussions in our Bob's Discount Furniture Studios with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo.
Get him some water.
Excuse me, guys. Did you guys pick against the Patriots last week?
This one, I think, is going to be ugly. 34-16, I think Arizona
34-16.
Wins.
That's a lot of points on that defense, Paul. I think
might
it's
not
going to
all be scored on the defense.
No, that's a good point. I think that's going to be closer, but I'm with Paul. I'm going to pick the Cardinals in the game. I'm going to go 21-16 for Arizona. What Las Vegas says, it's a six-point, you know, underdog for the Patriots. We don't see that too often. I think Arizona gets them at home.
As I recall, Steve, that's what you did.
That's a football game. This is real life.
I am all right.
I mean,
are you all right?
You sound a little like Hillary.
What was your prediction last week?
Am I surprised? I mean, yes. I mean, my prediction was 34-16.
In favor of?
Just in full disclosure, in favor of the Arizona Cardinals.
Wow.
That didn't happen.
Not even close.
No. And I think that's a testament to the coaching staff and Garoppolo himself.
And that's the key point, Steve. I mean, they had a close game, so I wasn't surprised that it was competitive.
Right.
And it really could have gone the other way with a 47-yard field goal at the end, and this discussion doesn't happen, and we're the ones doing that you came at us with.
But it did.
But the process in which we got to the result,
right,
I think, was different than both of us thought, and specifically how well the offense played. Jimmy Garoppolo really stepped up to the challenge. And I think, how about Bill Belichick? I mean, can we talk about how he had his team ready compared to what we saw from a team playing at home in Bruce Arians and the Cardinals? I thought that was an outclassed type situation.
And what I'm really kicking myself now, and not just for being wrong with the pick, but a lot of things I felt the Patriots would do offensively, they did. I thought they would come out throwing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think they would go into a shell and just sit there and turn around and hand the ball off every play and wait for 3rd and 10 every time and put that kind of pressure on Garoppolo. And yet I still didn't necessarily see it being as effective as it was. So that's where I have my regrets, is I thought they could do something like they did, and yet I didn't follow through with my pick.
And when we made our pick, Steve, let's not forget, we didn't know at that time that there was no Gronkowski,
right,
that there was no Solder. So going into the game, we made our picks. I mean, I sort of still felt good in a competitive game to go to the home team. I don't think that's necessarily a bad pick, but I think the process is really the key here.
Garoppolo's poise. Mm. That's the thing that stood out to me the most. Even when he fumbled the ball, he was still able to regroup, get himself back on track.
Yeah. It was loud in that stadium. I mean, that's one thing we take for granted. I mean, you're going into a hornet's nest, if you will, and I thought the way he handled the first drive was a terrific example of the poise you mentioned. And, you know, Steve, the thing that stood out to me was the video that you guys showed in the locker room of when he got the game ball. I mean, that's a breakthrough moment.
Right.
You know, you only have, like, a few of those, you know, over the course of time. And I thought that was pretty special to watch how the players responded to him. Breakthrough moment for Jimmy Garoppolo himself and a breakthrough moment for all his teammates to rally around him.
Will they be in total control of the Miami Dolphins?
I think it's going to be a difficult game. I think that they will win it at home against a team that they generally beat here at Gillette Stadium. But here's an interesting development now is I think a lot of people were sort of doubting and the expectations were very low. That changes now.
Mm-hmm.
People now think, and Mike touched on it, with Garoppolo playing one solid game, oh, you know, how many number one picks can you get for him? Oh, would you trade Brady? And this is the guy of one game.
Yeah.
So now do you deal with the expectations? Now people are expecting you to go out there and, you know, do what you always do against Miami. So it's going to be an interesting mental test for
the
team.
What's your pick?
I like the Patriots in this one, but not, you know, at maybe 23-13. I like to see the defense bounce back a little bit, play a little bit better than they did, especially in the fourth quarter of the Arizona game.
It was interesting.
What would Bruce pick?
Well, he was great on Wednesday night, but the real boss is Bill Belichick.
Still,
and
there you go.
And that's what I want to talk
very
about.
Very good transition
yeah,
on
and
you.
That's what I want to talk about, because watching him this week was impressive, the way he sort of reset the narrative, because he sensed, you know, hey, big emotional win. How do I get my team grounded again to sort of reset everything? And he was feisty with reporters earlier in the week, kind of punchy a little bit. 20-17 Patriots. I think it's a close game. Wouldn't even be surprised if it's overtime.
Yes, so you guys come on my side. Great job as usual.
He's picking him to win.
Of course I am. All the way. 4-0. All right, guys. Great job. That will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. From Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody. See you later.